Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the upper 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. Could see some isolated storms overnight in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, decreasing clouds, upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 60s. And Thursday, partly sunny. Right now, it's 70.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In the latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA late yesterday, it shows the nation's corn condition 72% good to excellent. That was the same as last week. Last year at this time, we were at 57% good to excellent. Well, this week, Kansas also 61% good to excellent. Nebraska 77% good to excellent. 92% of the nation's corn in the soaking stage. The average is 87. Kansas at 90. Nebraska 94. The dough stage, 39% nationally. The average is 33. Kansas at 53. Nebraska 43. Soybean condition nationwide, 73% good to excellent. Up one from last week. Last year was a 54. Kansas this week, 70. Nebraska, 79% good to excellent. 85% of the nation's soybeans have now bloomed. Last week it was 82. Kansas 79, Nebraska 95. Setting pod 59% nationwide. Last week 54. Kansas 58, Nebraska at 64. The cotton condition in Kansas, 86% now squaring. The average is 74, 28% of setting bolls. 48% of the cotton condition in Kansas, good to excellent, 44% fair. Sorghum condition, 55% to good to excellent nationwide, up 2 points from last week. Last year, we were at 68% good to excellent. This week, Kansas 62, Nebraska 64. Heading out, 55% nationwide, Kansas at 43, Nebraska 64. 23% of the nation's sorghum is now changed colors, and Kansas 3, Nebraska to Skinnerway at 1%. Winter wheat harvest continues to roll on. 85% of the nation's harvest now complete. Everything is up in the northern part of the country. Pasture and range condition, 36% of the nation's good to excellent. Same as last week. Last year was 58% good to excellent. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been difficult for many candidates across the state of Kansas to properly campaign during the COVID-19 pandemic. So in return, many individuals have seen emails, text messages, and flyers leading up to the primary election today.
We tell candidates the best way to reach voters is by going door to door. Obviously, that is not possible in a lot of ways this year. I mean, we want to be respectful of everybody. We don't know somebody's circumstance when we go to their door. And so I want to be respectful and figure out other ways to reach out to candidates that are not typical to what you normally see during elections.
That was the chair of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, Dalton Glasscock, on KWCH News. The Secretary of State's office says it is legal as they obtain that information when you register to vote. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has reported 1,064 new cases of COVID-19 and 7 new deaths since Friday last week. KWCH reports that that brings the latest total for the state to 28,876 cases and 365 deaths. Mid-America Network News.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Freshman Kansas Congressman Steve Watkins is fighting to keep his seat in the state's Republican primary while facing felony criminal charges. Watkins hopes to overcome the challenge from the state treasurer Jake LaTurner in the 2nd District in eastern Kansas. LaTurner argued that Watkins was vulnerable even before criminal charges was filed back in July. Watkins is accused of voting illegally in a 2019 Topeka City Council race. He also was accused of trying to mislead a sheriff's detective who was investigating his listing of a UPS store postal box as his residence for the state's voter registration purposes. Watkins called the charges bogus. And establishment Republicans are seeking to thwart polarizing conservative Kris Kobach's bid for Kansas's open Senate seat, a task complicated by President Donald Trump's refusal to endorse their favorite candidate in the primary. Republicans haven't lost a Senate contest in Kansas since 1932, but party leaders in Washington and many GOP activists in Kansas fear the normally safe seat held by retiring four-term Republican Senator Pat Roberts will be in play if the party nominates Kobach. Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he remains confident that the benefits of reopening schools this fall outweigh the risks presented by the coronavirus pandemic and that he thinks students can safely return to classrooms. Ricketts said yesterday that it's important to reopen schools because of the academic, social, behavioral, and nutritional benefits of having kids in class. Ricketts and Education Commissioner Matt Blomstedt said schools across the state have developed detailed plans to keep children safe while reopening. A new survey of business leaders released yesterday suggests the economy is continuing to recover in 9 Midwestern and Plains states. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the economy still remains weaker than before the virus outbreak began. The overall index for the region improved to 57.4 in July from June's 50.3. Tuesday, Nebraska, Mid-America, Network News.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday is primary election day in Kansas. Polling locations open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Registered voters will vote their party ballot. Photo ID is required and voters must be registered. Primary races will narrow the field for the general election in November. In the lone contested local race in Marshall County, three Republicans are vying for 2nd District Commissioner, including incumbent Tom Holley of Bremen, who is challenged by Fritz Blaske of Blue Rapids, and Don King of Waterville. For District Magistrate Judge Bobby Pipia is challenging Angela Heckey on the Republican ballot. Both are from Marysville. Other filed candidates not contested in the primary are Megan Voracek of Marysville for county attorney, county clerk candidate Sandy Wilson of Beatty, Democrat, and Crystal Busey of Blue Rapids, Republican. Keith Bramhall of Vermillion is filed for 3rd District County Commissioner. Martha Roche of Beatty is for Register of Deeds. Tim Ackerman of Marysville for County Sheriff. And Jamie Yellenbecker of Marysville, County Treasurer. In Washington County, a primary runoff will be held for 2nd District Commissioner with incumbent David Wilbrandt, challenged by Joanne Digg on the Republican ballot. Both are from Washington. Non-contested candidates filed include Raleigh Hordine of Clifton for 3rd District Commissioner, Elizabeth Baskerville Hilton of Washington for County Attorney, Diane Svanda of Washington for County Clerk, Justin Cordery of Washington for Sheriff, Danae Gineman of Hanover, County Treasurer, and Sonia Hilton of Palmer, Register of Deeds. In Nemaha County, incumbent Tim Burdick is challenged by Jason Cook of Centralia for 2nd District County Commissioner, with a winner advancing to face Greg Allen of Centralia in the general election. For 3rd District Commissioner, Dylan Kime and Bob Sextro, both of Seneca, face off in the primary, with the winner advancing to face incumbent Dennis Henry of Seneca in the general. A number of township and precinct committee positions will also be on the ballots, as well as state and federal primary races. Those state races include a pair of Republicans filed for Kansas' 106th House District, Lisa Mosier of Wheaton and John Unger of Marysville. That winner will face Jim Swim Jr. of Marysville in the general. Washington County voters will determine a four-year countywide 1% sales tax question that would be earmarked for road and bridge repair and maintenance. A half-cent sales tax is on the ballot in Blue Rapids that would be used to fund a new swimming pool and bathhouse. KNDY will air election updates with results three times each hour Tuesday evening, beginning in the 9 o'clock hour. The first death in Nemaha County, Kansas, due to COVID-19 was reported Monday. No other details will be released. No one in the county is currently hospitalized. 40 of 48 confirmed cases have recovered. Marshall County remains with a single active case and 7 recoveries. Just one case in Washington County thus far, and that has recovered. A spray plane crashed in Washington County Sunday morning about 5 miles south of Washington. Douglas Carthel of Hennessy, Oklahoma, lost power when his plane was heading toward a field. He attempted to land in the field and was not injured in the accident. An injury accident was reported early Sunday morning in Gage County. One person was partially trapped, another injured outside the vehicle when emergency personnel arrived on the scene east of Odell of Highway 8 and 112 intersection around 2:25 a.m. A medical helicopter from Lincoln was also called to the scene. No other immediate details available as the investigation continues. A garage fire in North Beatrice Sunday morning was reported in the alley at 1414 North 8th Street. A sport utility vehicle parked inside the two-stall garage was destroyed, and the structure was totaled. Damage estimate nearly $60,000 from the building, SUV, tools, and miscellaneous. Cause believed to have been a malfunctioning refrigerator in the garage. Officials announced Monday that the planned September stop in Marysville of the Wall That Heals Veterans Memorial will be postponed until next year. The traveling display is being suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic and threat. Wayne L. Harper, age 83, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Wayne Harper. Regina C. Kabachewski, age 100, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of the church cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Regina Kabachewski.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level trough remains overhead, bringing us some mild temperatures for this time of year, highs in the upper 70s through tomorrow into the lower 80s before we start to see a warm-up as we head towards the end of the week and into the weekend. Otherwise, overall dry weather, maybe some isolated storms overnight. Our next system will move in Thursday night into Friday, bringing more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. So across the area, mostly sunny, upper 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. Isolated storms overnight in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, cloudy early, then decreasing clouds. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 60s. For Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun, highs in the mid 80s. And Thursday night, chance of storms overnight. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature early August, 89. Recent record high hit 99 in 2002. The average low, 67. Our morning low, 52, was near a 51-degree low in 2017. Sunset this evening, 8:35. Sunrise in the morning at 6:28.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things
We all love to complain when the weatherman gets it wrong, but maybe we need to educate ourselves a bit first. A case in point today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 4th, the 217th day of the year. Former President Barack Obama has a birthday, and Billboard magazine introduced the Hot 100 music chart on this day in 1958. When the forecast gives the probability of precipitation, do you know what it means? It not only takes into account the forecaster's confidence level of rain occurring, but also the percentage of the forecast area that may be affected. In other words, if a weatherman is 100% certain of rain, but suspects only 30% of the area will be affected, the probability is reported as 30%. But there's more. By traveling from place to place, we increase our own chances of getting wet, like buying multiple lottery tickets. That's one factor the weatherman has no control over. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
The city of Marysville is seeking qualified individuals and or entities interested in operating the sport and recreation programs. This will be a contract position, and a business plan is requested due by noon Wednesday, August 19th, turned into City Hall. For additional information, contact City Administrator Austin St. John.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Big 12 schools agreed last night to play one non-conference football game this year to go along with their nine league contests as plans for the pandemic-altered 2020 season continued to fall into place. The Big 12 universities president signed off on a 10-game schedule adjusted to deal with potential disruptions from COVID-19 that lets schools play one non-conference opponent at home. Chris Bryant homered in his return to the lineup, and Alec Mills pitched seven effective innings, helping the Chicago Cubs beat the Royals 2-0 yesterday for the Cubs' fourth consecutive win. Javier Baez had a sacrifice fly and a nice play in the field, as NL Central leading Chicago improved to 8-2 for the first time since 2016. Up next for the Royals, game two of that series tonight, first pitch at 7:15. Mid-America Network Sports.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080. Seven St. Louis Cardinals players and six staff members have tested positive for COVID-19, causing Major League Baseball to postpone the team's four-game series at Detroit.
The Cardinals series with the Tigers was to have been played from Tuesday through Thursday in Detroit. St. Louis has been in quarantine since Thursday in Milwaukee, where the Cardinals series last weekend was postponed and the team is being tested daily. The Cardinals are the second team sidelined by the coronavirus since the season started July 23rd. The Miami Marlins are set to resume play Tuesday in Baltimore. I'm Bill Michaels.
Major League Baseball's Field of Dreams game in Iowa has been until 2021 because of the novel coronavirus. The game at a newly constructed ballpark on the cornfield adjacent to the site of the 1989 movie had been scheduled for the 13th of this month in Dyersville. The Chicago White Sox had originally been set to host the New York Yankees. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Brighten your landscape by attracting goldfinches to your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Create the habitat, provide some food, and wait the arrival of these winged beauties. Goldfinches are strict vegetarians, eating a totally plant-based diet. So fill your gardening containers with their favorites. Include members of the aster family like sunflowers, black-eyed Susans, coneflowers, and asters, as well as grasses and native milkweeds. Goldfinches do prefer thistles, but make sure you only grow native varieties that are not considered noxious weeds in your area. Goldfinches breed in June or July when the down of milkweed, cattails, thistles, and dandelions is available for nest building. They also feed the fibrous seeds of these plants to their young. Create nesting habitat and shelter with dense shrubs like dogwoods, elderberry, buttonbush, and hawthorn trees. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's estimated that there are fewer than 5,000 people still involved in this craft in the U.S. Brian believes the numbers are far lower than that. In fact, he spends part of his time teaching his skills to others in order to keep the work alive. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Ryan Staub owns Moana Glass in Lahaina, Hawaii. Step into his shop and you'll find some amazing pieces that take time and skill to craft.
Some of my pieces have weeks of setup that go into them before we are able to actually blow the artwork because of all the pre-made parts that you have to make and the different layers of process that go into making all these parts.
One type of piece that stands out are beautiful whales that he creates from glass, reminiscent of the many whales that pass the island of Maui each year.
For one of my bigger whales, maybe we'll spend 3.5 hours with a five-man team or 4 hours with a five-man team. So we're around 20 man hours into it at that point. But then annealing time is 5 days, and then there's cold work that has to happen to it, so grinding and polishing.
Ryan loves the challenge of his work. His pieces can take days to create and sell for hundreds or even thousands of dollars. He also enjoys sharing his talents with others and hopes to inspire people to do what he does.
Glassblowing is a dying art form, and it's only through educating people that I'm able to help keep it alive. And so by letting people get in and experience it themselves, it gives people an appreciation for it that they can't get any other way.
In fact, Ryan is committed to helping make sure this is not a lost art form.
I've heard that there are 5,000 glassblowers in America, and honestly, that number sounds pretty high to me because of how many of the older factories have shut down. And those older factories are the ones that were employing a lot of these guys.
Ryan enjoys his location in Maui. The climate allows him to work outdoors, which helps dissipate the tremendous heat generated from the furnaces. He also enjoys the many visitors who come to the studio each year to not only look at his glass art, but also experience the craft firsthand. Traveling the countryside in Lahaina, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a household and collectible auction for the Arlo Lindhorst Trust. Saturday, August 8th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Selling furniture, primitives, collectibles, and household items, including an 18-cubic-foot refrigerator, electric range, washer, dining table with 6 chairs and 2 leaves, 3-piece queen and 4-piece full-size bedroom sets, glass front hutch. Antiques and collectibles include a pump organ, child's rocker, 20-plus die-cast 1/18 scale cars, toys, fancy dishes and glassware, set of German-made dishes, hand and power tools, a few garden tools, a John Deere 160 riding mower, 38-inch cut with bagger, plus other miscellaneous. This household and collectibles auction for the Arlo Lindhorst Trust, Saturday, August 8th, begins 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
A new study shows that water troughs are a conduit for the spread of E. coli in cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on reducing the bacteria as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number two diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Pick up E. coli from many areas of their environment and spread the bacteria when they defecate. It doesn't make them sick, but if the meat from those cows isn't cooked properly, E. coli can be transmitted to humans. Researchers at Cornell University recently ran studies to see if they could pinpoint areas on the farm where E. coli infections might spread between cattle. They found that water in a trough, especially in the summer, could heat and promote pathogen replication. This means more cows acquire the bacteria when they drink. Wendy Beauvais is a postdoctoral associate at Cornell University's College of Veterinary Medicine. She says they were expecting to find that by lowering the water level, there would be less pathogen shedding by the cattle and less contamination of E. coli. But what they discovered was exactly the opposite.
The trough left at the higher level, those pens had a lower level of shedding than the cattle. So it suggests that perhaps keeping the trough full might be a better strategy for reducing the presence of E. coli in the feedlots.
They ran control trials in a feedlot over two summers. This involved reducing the water volume in troughs in treatment pens and leaving the volume unchanged in control pens. The researchers hypothesized that by keeping the tanks full, cattle are less likely to drink the debris collected at the bottom of water tanks where the bacteria could grow. Beauvais says good hygiene also helps.
And trying to keep the environment where the animals are clean, keep the water troughs clean as possible, and reduce the presence of rodents and things like that that could potentially spread it further.
The study will trigger more research on environmental sources of E. coli spread in cattle. Read more about the study at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
was in high school, my parents took my siblings and me on a road trip to California. At one point in the trip, we got lost and ended up circling around a particular part of town over and over again. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. No matter how hard we tried, we couldn't get back on the interstate. It was like we were trapped in a vortex, and it wasn't funny at the time, but it sure brings a laugh now. Have you ever felt that way with your financial decisions? You make a poor money decision and think, never again. But the next thing you know, you find yourself back in the same predicament. You know, the way we were able to get back on the highway was by stopping and asking for directions, some guidance. That same might be true for you. Are you trying to make wise money decisions? Think about who or what could help you, and then give them a call or set up time to learn more. Who knows? You might just find you feel more confident on your Wise with Money journey. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
The pig business prepares for a fallout. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
The COVID-19 pandemic disrupted all sorts of food supply chains, but the pork industry has taken a particularly heavy hit. The National Pork Producers Council is backing the latest efforts in Washington to aid pig farmers, but the NPPC's Nick Giordano says it's going to be too late for some.
Nothing's going to make them whole, and we know we're going to lose producers, small, medium, and large. The question is how many. NPPC's mission this year is to keep as many of the hog farmers viable as possible. We appreciate what Congress has done and USDA and the CARES Act, the direct payments, the food box programs that have been mentioned. It's all good, and no question it's helping, but it's not enough. This is by far the worst economic crisis ever to face hog farmers.
Steve Meyer is an economist with Kearns and Associates.
Demand is one of the issues here, and I think demand is soft because of food service, and that is strictly a COVID situation in my mind. If we can get a handle on this virus at some point, especially, you know, we're all praying for a vaccine as soon as we can to protect people and to open our economy back up.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
Good Tuesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, Midwest Four Dealers, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. As we follow the wheat harvest north, we'll check in a couple of different states, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, and North Dakota as well. Montana first, as their crop condition by state of the 388 total tested there, two very poor, three poor, 15 fair, 65 good, and 15 excellent for the state of Montana. Looking in South Dakota, of the 354, saying five very poor, seven poor, 25 fair, 55 good and only 8 excellent. Across the United States, the average is right now 2 very poor, 4 poor, 24 to fair, 60 for good, and 10 excellent of the 372 across the nation. Checking in with High Plains Harvesting as we have Ryan Hafner over the phones. He's got a couple of crews not only in Montana, but they're making their way north. And have you guys really ran into any issues? I know when you were down here in the Sunflower States and through Oklahoma, I certainly had some weather to deal with. However, how has the harvest been up there so far? Have you guys ran into any issues?
No, not really. You know, some of the issues are behind us now, I guess, a little bit. You know, we were just having problems with the ripening of crops and hail and trout. And, you know, a lot of that seems to be somewhat behind us. We've been able to keep going. You know, we've had to watch our moisture the last week. And I think even that's kind of fading away now. You know, like I say, we've cut every day for over a week and, little chance of rain here the next 2 days, but just, you know, nothing's really been slowing us down lately. So, it's good to kind of get back up to speed.
For Ryan Hafner with High Plains Harvesting, again, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest summer harvest update on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Senate HEALS Act includes additional coronavirus relief funding for USDA. Michael Clements shares how these funds are likely to be used to help farmers and ranchers.
Earlier this week, the Senate introduced the Health Economic Assistance Liability Protection and Schools Act, or HEALS Act, which includes an additional $20 billion in relief funds for agriculture. Andrew Walmsley, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says the funding expands much-needed relief across agriculture.
There's not a lot of direction to USDA, which could be seen as good as making sure that the agency can be nimble and responding, but it also expands to include other sectors of the industry that have been left out of earlier versions. So the money's obviously going to be helpful as we go into the fall.
AFBF estimates farm production losses due to the pandemic are nearly $50 billion. Walmsley says this new aid package will help struggling farmers.
When you combine the HEALS Act and the funding in the CARES Act, you're looking at about $34 billion. So if you include the $16 billion in the coronavirus food and assistance program, you're getting close to $50 billion, which has been in line with the request Farm Bureau has made to Congress to ensure that our farmers and ranchers can get through this crisis.
Walmsley encourages farmers and ranchers to visit fb.org/advocacy to show their support for the agriculture aid included in the HEALS Act.
This is far from being done. The negotiations are still ongoing between the House and Senate, but it's important for farmers and ranchers to let Congress know how important this aid is, particularly the $20 billion that can be utilized to help producers continue to farm into another season.
Michael Clements reporting.
And delegates of the U.S. Grains Council elected Jim Robin, farmer from Illinois, as its chairman of the board for the 60th annual Board of Delegates meeting that was held this week. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com.
Hello again, Orion Samuelson here. This day, talking about a seed you might get for free, but if you do, don't plant it. I'll talk about it after this. If you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains, coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flura makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. But call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's FLURA.com. An interesting question and an interesting year besides the COVID-19 situation. I'm hearing from agricultural producers across the country that they are receiving, addressed to them in the mail, unsolicited, packages of seeds that appear to be arriving from China or the Solomon Islands. States reaching from Washington to Virginia have also said, and they've told residents not to put the seeds in the ground after they arrived in the mailboxes of people who did not order them. Officials said the seeds could grow invasive species that threaten crops or livestock. The USDA said last week it was collecting the seeds and would test them to determine if they were a concern to agriculture in this environment. The agency is working with the states and the Department of Homeland Security to investigate the packages, according to the statement from USDA. Now, the Department of Agriculture said it had no evidence the shipments are something other than a brushing scam in which people receive unsolicited items from a seller who then posts false customer reviews to boost their sales. USDA said last week that the packages appear to be coming from China, according to the department, and the agency said it was aware that people across the country have received unordered, unsolicited packages of seed from China. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Nang Wenbin said Tuesday of last week that China's postal service strictly abides by restrictions on sending seeds. Records on the packages appear to have been falsified, according to checks by China's postal service, which has asked for them to be sent to China for investigation. U.S. states, including Washington and Alabama, labeled the shipments as agricultural smuggling. Photos distributed by state agriculture departments show seeds of different sizes, shapes, and colors coming in the mail in white or yellow envelopes. And state officials in this country said some packages were labeled as jewelry and may have contained Chinese writing. So they ask you, if you do receive one of these seed packages, that you keep the seeds in sealed plastic bags until authorities can collect them. So in response to the letters I've gotten from some of you, two rules to follow. Number one, if you get an unaddressed package or an unordered package containing seed, don't open the package and don't plant the seed. It could bring something you don't want. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online.
We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
The most common causes of death and injury in a grain bin are engulfment and entrapment. Using safety equipment can prevent a tragedy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number two diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Grain bins are no place to let your guard down. Every year we hear of people injured or killed after going into the bin and being sucked down into the grain. Megan Chasso is the outreach coordinator for the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center. She recommends that you not go into the grain bin. But if you do, one of the most important pieces of safety equipment is a secured lifeline or harness. It goes around the chest, shoulders, legs, and groin, and is secured at two anchor points on the inside of the bin.
If someone has this harness on and they're walking around the top of, say, a crusted surface, any kind of jolting movement or jerk would basically trigger this life harness and they would stop moving. So you would either be buried to a much less extent or you would be held above the grain.
A person who is sucked into the grain but not completely buried is surrounded by 2,000 pounds of pressure that makes it impossible for them to wiggle out. In these cases, she says a piece of equipment called a tube can be life-saving.
Oftentimes they come in as 2 to 3 pieces and they get wedged around that person so that you can dig the grain out and free them from the grain and get that pressure off of their bodies.
Chasso says many people know the dangers but may not take the time to set up the safety equipment, especially if they just need to do something quick. Getting into the habit of being safe could save your life. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about grain bin safety equipment at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Hello and good Tuesday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour, it is still a mostly lower day across the grains, the oilseeds, and the livestock still mixed mostly lower. We'll start in the grains, though, as the wheat complex is double-digit lower in places. September Kansas City wheat's down 7.5, sitting at 423 and a quarter. December at 434 and a quarter, that's down 7.25. Corn complex weaker as well, as September corn right now down 7.75 to 309 and
and three quarters. December corn right now down 6 3/4 to 3.21 3/4. Still a double-digit drop for the soybeans. August beans right now down 15 3/4 to 8.81 3/4. September down 14 3/4 to 8.78 1/4. Soybean meal also sharply lower. August down 4.30 to 2.82.80. And soy oil down 19 points to 31.48. Cotton complex staying resilient and a bit higher today, with October cotton still up 28 points at 63.81. A look through the livestock still sees mixed to mostly lower numbers, as August live cattle at 102.37, that's down 65 cents. October live to 107.57, that's down 70. Feeders also in the red. August down 17 to 144.70. September down 42 to 146.65. And a mixed to mostly lower day for the lean hogs, including August down 15 cents to 49.72. October actually in the green of 72 to 49.12. Into the energy markets, mixed to mostly higher now here through midday, with crude oil back up 60 cents to $41.61 a barrel. Unleaded gas is fractionally higher, back to $1.21 a gallon. Heating oil up 2 to $1.26, and natural gas is up 8 to $2.18. A huge day for silver once again. September silver's up $1.50, selling at $25.92 an ounce. August gold's up $36.40, now at $2,240. And the dollar index is now slightly lower, back into the red, down 13 points to 93.37. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market update right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Black Squirrel City's Classic Country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.